But we are not baby trapping. We are not purposely baby trapping.
You're going to go into his closet and you're going to find his condoms. You're going to take a thumbtack. You're going to go flick, 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 flick. Welcome back to Wild Till 9.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is an Adderall shortage and Jeremy is experiencing the direct side effects of that shortage.
I would argue that you are experiencing the direct side effects.
We all are going to be suffering the direct side effects of the Adderall shortage today here on Wild Till 9.
This isn't a Big Pharma podcast, but I think it is a direct representation of what Big Pharma does and what happens when it's no longer in the room.
Exciting news though, we are finally like a year later taking new pictures for new rebrand. I feel like I think of like when Pretty Basic does this every single year and I'm like, God, wouldn't it be nice to be that organized?
Right. But think about how much of a bigger surprise it'll be.
Oh my God. No, ours, I mean, not to like, ours is just really exciting because it's been so long and we've been waiting for this moment. And I'm going to do new assets for myself as well too. It's just a full rebrand across all of our things.
I cannot wait.
I'm very excited.
I am excited.
I'm super excited.
Me too.
It's going to be so good. Jeremy's favorite thing in the world is taking photos.
Yeah. I love taking photos.
It's good. One more time.
I love taking photos.
One more time.
No, I love taking photos.
That one was closer to believable than the first two.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Stop, drop, roll, rate the pod. This has been a really easy day to get set up. Everything's been really working great. I'm excited to see how it all comes out. This is going to be wonderful.
It's going to be great. Everything's going to be just fine. There's going to be no corrupted files. All the audio is going to play properly. It's going to be totally, totally fine.
Yeah. I am. So if anyone's wondering, they're not, but I'll tell you anyway. So as of yesterday, I was on my deathbed because my stomach was hard as a rock. And I'm still not entirely sure what was going on, but I just kept.
I have a theory. Do you want me to share? What do you think it is? What's your best guess of what you think this is?
Momentary weakness.
A momentary lapse of cockroachiness.
Yeah. I think I was weak for a moment.
Weak for a moment from what though?
I don't know.
Okay. I think Jeremy has some kind of food intolerance. I think there's an ingredient in a specific whiskey that I think you are intolerant to because 3 out of 3 times that this has happened where you have been like
I can tell you're wrong right now.
Why?
Because the whiskey that you're referring to was not the same whiskey that I had the last time.
Really?
Positive.
Positive?
100%.
One of the other times, though, it's been the same whiskey. I think there's an ingredient.
I think I just drink whiskey often.
maybe. But there's something that I think that you are wildly intolerant to.
Uh-huh. I think it was after you went to bed and you happened just to have alcohol before you went to bed. And that's why. I have a rough awakening for you. I know that you want it to be that.
I think you have a food intolerance of some kind because this has happened.
And it's reared its head 3 times randomly?
Yes.
My intolerance is, well, if it's going to rear its head once every year, keep tolerating, baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you should just do a food sensitivity test because there's something that like knocks you out.
I mean, it was bad. So yeah, but this last time I was, my stomach got really bloated and hard and hurty.
Welcome to every girl's period once a month.
Yeah, so. Don't woman-splain your periods to me. Back to my story. And so I had a hard time sleeping 2 nights ago. And then I woke up the next day and then I just kept violently throwing up. But I hadn't really had enough to eat to throw anything up. So it was just like stomach bile.
And my emetophobia really loved that one.
Yeah, but like I had to like keep hanging up on you calls because I was going to go like puke more.
Yeah. Yeah, no, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, because like I don't think I realized until this last bout of puking, so like completely sober.
Yeah.
Just how like, I don't know if anyone like pukes cute. The sounds that I make.
No, are not cute.
Not cute.
Not cute. If anyone wants to know how you immediately block out any sounds, I've learned this from other emetophobes, is that you put your fingers in your ears and you really quickly go like dee, 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 dee.
You butterfly your head.
And you can't hear anything. It's the best. It works every single time.
I went to such great efforts to like hang up the phone before I vomited.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm still waiting for the thank you.
Oh, thank you.
I could have just fucking been like, oh, I'm sorry, I had to puke. You should hang up.
No, trust me. I appreciate that.
It's news to me.
Yeah, I feel like you and Mia both are, no, actually all my friends. Honestly, when I told Remy that I wasn't able to go hiking just because, just in case you had something that was potentially contagious, she was, and I was like, oh my God, yeah, he's like throwing up. Remy was like, are you okay? I'm not gonna be honest, I know Remy loves you for a fact, but she really was concerned for me than she was for you.
Nary a text came through.
Yeah, no. She really was like, Lauren, let me know if you need anything at all.
Not an Instagram notification. Not so much as a DoorDash delivery.
You're cockroachy.
Yeah, what if yesterday was the day that it was all over for me?
No, shoot, you're cockroachy. You'll be fine.
What if I picked up your stuff? You know, we had that pile a couple weeks ago where everyone was like, by the way, even if you switched stomachs, you still wouldn't be able to do it. I do, by the way, love just how many of you pre-med or doctors out there listen to this podcast. Appreciate that.
Wait, I didn't see the comments. What did people say?
Rude. So what people were saying was, even if you switched stomachs, your body and like your general system,
because it's all part of a bigger
would
system,
would reinstate
whatever
your
thing was,
inadequacies, your weaknesses.
I see.
Your
so you would have to do like the pancreas, the spleen, the liver, the intestines,
entire system,
the anus.
It's like like natural selection.
Yeah,
you've been spared by modern medicine.
Mm.
Yeah,
I see.
Otherwise,
I see.
Like the average almond would have taken you out 40 years ago.
Yeah. For sure. We don't know if it was anaphylactic.
What?
No, we do.
We do, because your voice went up 6 octaves. And just to remind everybody, every time Lauren's goes, like voice goes into like the dog whistle, like
territory,
octave,
yeah.
That's, you know, she's bullshitting to my face.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome back to the pod.
That's a theory.
Yeah,
that's a theory.
So anyway, today I'm back on my fucking horse. Things are good. Mm-hmm. I even had some ice cream last night to really get things
literally
moving.
I was like, yeah, maybe some soup, like something just like broth based. And so you got chicken noodle soup and then you got matzo ball soup, which was great. And then
shout out Cantor's Deli.
And then I was like, yeah, just trying not to get something like dairy based, like with like heavy cream, because it's like the base of a lot of delicious soups, but like not the great decision for someone who's been yakking all day. And so you made good soup decisions. And then like 9:10 p.m. rolls around, you're like, so you think dairy would be a bad idea? And so first he rolls out the mint chip ice cream.
No. I asked why you thought dairy would be a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So then instead of doing the mint chip, we opted for the obvious better choice, which was the Snickers ice cream bar.
It was delicious.
It looked delicious.
Since then, I've had 3 of them.
Oh my God.
I feel great.
That's so good.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. All my cockroaches. Represent.
I represent.
Yeah.
Just you and your cockroach.
Dominant genes. A babe.
Oh, that's so nice.
We have been eating things. We've been eating other cultures' food since the dawn of time.
I saw on TikTok, so I think on TikTok the other day, and it was about this dog of the stuff, all of like the crazy, like very poisonous foods that this one dog specifically has eaten and been totally fine.
Yeah.
And it, like, this dog should have been dead on the very first like dark chocolate protein bar that it inhaled. And it had eaten an insane amount of poisonous food. The worst thing about Bubby's has eaten is a Kinder egg.
Yeah. Let's sidetrack to Bubby's right now.
I knew. So, I felt the Sagu coming.
So you set us up perfectly for this. We saw Moose today.
He comes home in 4 days.
So Lorm is trying to negotiate with the dog trainer today.
A girl can try.
To essentially not take him back home with him. Today and
I didn't even try that. I knew he wouldn't let me do that.
Well,
I was trying to negotiate one day earlier.
Pause. You would have gotten there, but he shut you down on the day that we were getting him at all.
I know.
He said, I actually need a couple more days with him because he's not exactly on the fucking honor roll.
No, he said because it rained a lot. That it set them back in their training. It wasn't a Bubby's thing, it was a weather thing. Okay.
Sure. So anyway, yeah, it rained, guys. That's why our dog's behind. Anyway, so we essentially found out that we needed to maybe not take him home early. And he did cite a very specific symptom, effect, result for this. Did you want to go ahead and talk about the cause?
That's okay.
So Lauren had sent him, or I probably had sent him not that long ago, a video of, it was raining in Los Angeles, the one of the 6 days
torrential
a year.
Torrential downpour.
If you live anywhere but Los Angeles, it's what we would call a mild spritz. And
that's absolutely not true. I have felt a mild spritz.
Okay.
It was so not. Torrential.
It was spritzing.
Torrential.
It was spritzing.
Torrential.
And because Moose isn't used to having to deal with any climate whatsoever, Lauren got out the umbrella and walked outside with him. Yes, the umbrella. And stood over him and made sure that he could pee and poot all in the dry climate.
Okay, because no one wants a peep and a poop on the inside of the house.
Of course, but the bigger—
So I'm doing us a favor. You are welcome.
The bigger theme here is that Lauren has babied him to the point where Miles—
He's just a baby.
Miles, our dog trainer, has diagnosed him with something, someone with a low stress tolerance. Low stress tolerance, meaning that any amount of stress to the boy, our good son,
our sweet baby,
renders him useless.
Not useless. He just isn't used to feeling stress because I have made his life quite comfortable, as any good dog parent should. And it has manifested into a small side effect of not knowing how to deal with stress.
How'd you like you did? So
I don't take back any single thing that I've done in my dog parenthood.
I just want to know why it doesn't like transfer over to humans.
What do you mean? I baby the shit out of you.
Yesterday you fed me spicy chicken.
Okay, so what you're trying to say is I made you a quesadilla.
No. You fed me the leftover quesadillas from the night before.
No, I made those quesadillas last night.
Oh, so you specifically made spicy chicken for me?
Yeah. You didn't have to eat them. I made quesadillas for myself and I was like, do you want a quesadilla?
We all heard that, right?
I babied you all day.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Fine. You want to see what it's like to not be babied?
No, I don't. Okay. I just want to be. Okay. I want to be babied like Moose. Okay. So that's our update from the dogs.
And so Moose is coming home on Tuesday. We think that Diggy quite likes being an only child.
It is. Nothing's never been more apparent and obvious.
No, Diggy quite enjoys being an only child.
Diggy's good on the brotherhood.
Yeah, he's good on brotherhood. Like, I actually saw another post today on Instagram where someone was asking
on Instagram.
Okay, boomer. I know.
Who got married?
Stuff out there. Of these two corgis, and someone had asked, like, are they best friends or are they like siblings? And I was like, yeah, that's like Moose and Diggy too. Like, they're siblings, not besties.
They're not even siblings, but yeah.
Oh yeah, they're not. Well, brother dad.
Yeah.
Brother dad, brother son.
Mm-hmm.
Brother dad.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Alabama. Anyway. Nope.
No.
Incest jokes? Not
nope.
Gonna,
nope.
No good
didn't
here?
Didn't hit. Wrong audience.
I went 0 for 2. Okay. Well, you guys make up something to talk about then.
So we are taking the Wild Till 9 hotline to the next level today, and I'm very excited. Did people have a little bit of a hard time following the instructions that I provided on Instagram that I thought were abundantly clear, but were apparently not? Yes, but we have come out on top with some audio messages that because I just wanted people to actually be a part of the hotline. Like, I think that, you know, it's nice to read Instagram messages and emails, but it's more fun, I feel like, to hear from the person. And also it's just like, it's like almost like you're here with us.
I can't wait, to be honest.
It's going to be good. And so this is the first time I didn't fully like proof all of these. I more just like played to make sure that they were like good.
No, we're not cutting anything.
No, we're not cutting anything. So that's what I'm just giving everyone a warning that I don't know what the fuck is in these voice messages. It could be something crazy. It could be something super tame. I wanted to be able to give hotline advice on the spot.
Okay.
As one typically would.
Okay.
As one typically would.
Let's run it. I'm sure the text is going to work great.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. It's going to be totally great. It's going to be totally fine.
It's going to be fine.
Caller number one.
So my boyfriend and I have been going out for about 2 years now. And about a year ago, he expressed to me that he is wanting and craving to sleep with other people.
No.
He is 23. I am 26. Mm. And I it might just be my insecurity and myself or our relationship, but I've never been the type of person that is open enough to share my significant other with other people. But he does have far less sexual experience in life than I do. I definitely had a hoe phase when I was in college. Never went to college, so doesn't have any, hardly any sexual experience besides with what he's experienced with me. Just wanted to get your advice, your take. Love your show. Love you guys. And thanks. Bye.
Oh my God. One, I love this. This is the best. This is the best. Also, she's got a great voice. Oh, the way my heart dropped when she said that, though. Oh my God.
We have our, all I'm hearing is that we have an honest and transparent king.
Is that the side that you want to take right now with our 99% female audience? Because listen, we ride it done, baby.
I was representing the male in the room, but not me.
Listen, I do think though that like being honest is good. There are benefits there of being transparent. Do I think that he went about it in a way that will be successful long term for their relationship? I don't know.
Okay, how would you like him to do that?
I just think that maybe it's, oh God, fuck, I don't know. It's hard because if he obviously feels like he's missing something, this is realistically going to be a dilemma that he's going to face probably for the rest of his life until he feels like he like checked off that box. Like if he's feeling like he missed out on that part of his life and needs to fulfill that, it's most likely going to continue to be an unchecked box if he stays in the same relationship, which makes me really nervous for like the longevity and success of the relationship if it continues to be monogamous.
I'd be curious to hear whether he's okay with her sucking on other dicks.
Yeah. Answer would probably be no.
Okay. I'm just saying that would be a great litmus test as to whether or not he really wants an open relationship
Right.
So like, I do think that there is, I really do think there's some points to be given for a 23-year-old being like, hey, what about this?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree because I'm sure that he's thinking.
We ride at dawn. Are you sure you want to take that stand?
No. I think that he is proposing his have his cake and eat it too solution that would be best case scenario for him. You know what I mean? And like, I understand having to be selfish and be transparent about what you want / need. And she at least gets to make the decision on what she wants to do. But I definitely think that he's like, oh, like this would be best case scenario for me. Again, he's maybe not thinking about what that would mean in an open relationship for like what she might go and do and then be, you know, quote unquote allowed to do. But he's like, how can I like keep this person that I'm sure he loves? And also, fuck bitches.
Well, I think, okay, if we could reposition, let's rebrand what he wants.
Oh, no, here we go.
Let's rebrand. Let's try to rebrand it.
Okay, here we go.
No, okay.
Okay.
It sounds like you're missing something sexually.
Yeah.
What is that? And if that can only be achieved with other people, it can only be achieved with other people,
then
there's a decision to make.
No, but that's what I mean, where I think that, like, that's worst case. I guess it'd be next to worst case scenario. Like I'm thinking from her position. Cause like if the answer is that he just wants to like try other stuff,
right,
then that doesn't necessarily mean that he needs to try that with other people.
Maybe he wants just a little finger, you know?
In the booty hole. Who knows?
Maybe.
But yeah, I think that he could have had a softer approach to ease into this conversation because that's devastating. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also a finger in the buddy hole can be devastating to the right person or the wrong person.
Lauren, we'll always remember that bathtub story.
We'll never get past the bathtub story. That was almost the end.
I was almost in jail, and you were almost dead.
Dead. Yeah. Literally dead.
Yeah. All I know is that Moose would have been father and motherless.
100%. Yeah. So you'd both be gone.
Yeah. I give him points to be honest. I think the real question is whether or not what he's missing can be achieved without ending the relationship as it stands today, or if there's a way to kind of like traverse those waters together.
Yeah, agreed. But it sounds like her and I have a similar viewpoint in that not open to sharing their significant other.
Right. Well, especially in such a broad sense.
Yeah. And I feel like I know people who've been like, okay, well, like, I'll just try it. And then they get their feelings and emotions absolutely destroyed. And we're like, no, I was right. This does not work for me.
Yeah. I'm going to go back to my original thought on this one. Yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Wow. Well, I loved that.
Such a great voice.
I never want to read anybody's submission.
No,
ever
literally,
again.
I was like, oh, this is the best.
So if you're listening to this and said, oh, but I submitted a really good one, I just typed it out. Here is your.
I sent it to the trash.
Paid.
Gonna be completely honest.
What if we just hired voice actors?
I'm gonna be honest.
But ridiculous voice actors to read people.
Wait, actually, this is a great time though to give it. What's the email again? I think it's
you guys created it.
Oh, it's wt9hotline@gmail.com. And so we are only taking. You can either send a video and we can play the whole thing, or just play the audio, or you can record a voice note and email that as well to the Gmail account.
Yep.
If you have a question, because this has been obviously like a recurring segment.
And then you want to talk to me? It's fiancejeremy@aim.com.
I emailed someone to a Hotmail the other day, and the email obviously went straight to their trash can, which is actually shocking because you would think that Hotmail of all of them is like the least secure.
So update your fucking email, Heath.
Yeah. So Heath Hussar, I'm looking at you.
Update your email, big
guy. Get a Gmail.
There's only so many people that have Hotmail left, and I know that you're one of them.
Damn, you really put him on blast like that.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
But the Wild Till 9 hotline now can just be always open. And so send us a video or an audio note, audio message, and let us know. Also, like, if you want to put that shit through a crazy voice changer, too, that's an option
that's
as well.
Fun.
That's so fun.
That's fun.
That's
get creative
so fun.
With it.
Yeah, get creative with it.
Hey, Lauren and fiance Jeremy. I just want to be your hype girl really quick and just let you know that I love both you guys and the pod. I listen to it every week and I'm just one of your loyal listeners. And I just appreciate you both so much, just in your special souls and just how humble you both are on the internet. So I just really appreciate it. And you guys always seem like you're having fun. So I want to get to my question. And my question is, I've been with my boyfriend for 7.5 years.
Damn.
We met when we were 16 and 17, and he's just the most perfect person. I'm so lucky that I found the one at such a young age. But here's the kicker. He hasn't popped the question yet. And I know that we met when we were really young and we both went through college and had a long distance relationship, yada, yada, yada. But we are just the last in our circle to get engaged, married, start having kids. Mm-hmm. And I have the brain of Lauren where I just start to spiral and question my life choices and if I'm worth anything. So I guess my question is how do I not spiral first off? Because Lauren, I feel you. And how do I just make it really clear to him that I really want to advance in our relationship and just want to know, like, how to ask him respectfully, like, why he hasn't yet? Because his parents know I'm the one. He knows I'm the one. He makes it very clear, but he just hasn't done it yet. And so I don't know. I just want to love your thoughts on this, and if I just need to chill and just wait for it to come to me, but I just really want to get things rolling. I mean, I'm 25, he's 26. I mean, that's a stereotypical time to start advancing, but we have a house together, we have a fur baby cat named Kevin, and he's just wonderful. So would love to know your advice. Thanks so much.
Do you guys want to see a photo of them?
I remember Kevin. She sent a photo of Kevin. Put Kevin up. Kevin! Podcat. Wow, shout out Kevin. Oh God. Another gut-wrenching punch to the spiral system.
Okay, but this
for the spiral sisters.
Go ahead.
No, I mean, it just like breaks my heart when I hear like makes me question my worth. Like, fucking been there, bitch. Not with you, to be honest. What?
Yeah, what?
No, I have, not with you. I'm being very clear with that, not with you.
What do you mean, not with me?
This is crazy, because you're my first boyfriend, so I guess that wouldn't add up.
If it's not me, and it's not your father, Greg, what man could have possibly made you question your worth?
I empathize, and I think that I also, this is the best because we get so much context. Cause like, as she was giving like information on the question, I was like, well, I wonder if they live together. Like, I wonder like if like finance wise, like they're in a place, but it sounds like they are in a place.
And sounds like my guy, my sounds king.
Sounds like Kevin's dad
Jeremy is setting himself up.
Yeah.
What I'm interested to hear from your perspective though, like what you think, because I totally understand. I also too think that my first initial piece of advice is to like rephrase the perspective. So I think the way that she was like, why haven't you?
Just like last time, we're going to rebrand the open relationship.
No, but like, I think hearing like, why hasn't he proposed yet? We should rebrand that to like, when do you think makes sense? You know what I mean? More of like a looking forward versus looking backward perspective.
Okay.
Okay.
Such as?
I don't know. I just want you to know that like I'm in a place where I think this makes sense. No,
mm-mm.
No, no. Okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay. You go.
Mm-mm. Okay. This isn't a blanket statement.
Okay. Oh no.
But men love to be right.
Mm-hmm.
Love to be right.
I would say that's a blanket statement.
It's a blanket statement. Yeah. Men love to be right.
Yeah.
There's like, if I could be correct or right,
yeah,
I'd rather be right. Or at least feel right, always. Mm-hmm. Like generally speaking. Sure. And so I think we need to put the responsibility on him, okay, to feel like he can be correct here. But he needs to like kind of show up here.
Love manipulation. How do we do it?
Yeah. So we're gonna, you know how we, Operation Gaslight?
Yes.
We got to reverse engineer that.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. No, I generally and genuinely think that like the only way to get a guy out of like, well, everything's like good now. Everything's working now. Everything's like.
Right. You get comfortable.
You get comfy.
Like we have a great house. We've got a great Kevin.
Right. The problem is at 25 and 26, mm-hmm, they've checked off a lot of the boxes, yeah, that people much older than them haven't figured out yet.
Yeah, so true.
And it's probably going pretty well because, mm-hmm, like Kevin looks like a pretty well taken care of,
totally,
feline. We always say good boys, and Kevin sounds like a boy, so good for Kevin. But I think we like have to get to the point where it's like we have to find a way to make
Kevin's dad,
my guy, Kevin's dad, feel right and in control,
mm-hmm,
by moving the thing forward.
Here's how I envision a lot of it going. If she's like, how can I do more to show you that I'm ready? How can I progress like my half of the relationship, et cetera? Like, I feel like a lot of guys, and also what sounds like a pretty stable and happy relationship between them, he'd be like, no, everything's great. Everything's good. Everything's great. And you'd be like, sick. Not what I'm asking. I know that I'm great.
What if they want kids?
It sounds like she does. It sounds like she does.
It's a great way to get started then.
We are not baby trapping. We are not purposely baby trapping.
You're going to go into his closet and you're going to find his condoms. You're going to take a thumbtack. You're going to go flick, 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 flick.
Jeremy, this is not helpful.
You're going to have sex and oops. What happened?
Oh, God.
It's crazy.
We do know a couple that just happened to where they got engaged because of a baby.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think she thumbtacked it though.
I don't think she thumbtacked it. They literally captioned their photo like, whoopsies.
Oopsie. Okay, but beyond that, mm-hmm, I think that like even just talking about like the goals that they have.
Yeah.
Oh, genius is struck. The goals that they have that really only make sense after they no longer have to worry about like, is this just a relationship thing that's a business arrangement? Because, mm-hmm, like, to a degree, they're doing all the things, buying a house together, having pets, yeah, all the things that like you benefit the most from by like literally just being married.
Right.
Even if it's just like taxes and shit that's just like practical, black and white, mm-hmm, numbers. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, I think it's like, okay, great. Hey, where do we want to be in a year? 2 years, thinking short term.
Yeah.
And like whether that's kids or whether that's more things that are as a couple, I think the general sentiment should be like, we could do this not married, but it would be better if we were. And yeah, just like, but he's got to come to that.
Right.
Like the goals and things that she's talking about and the energy she's putting into that conversation is less like, hey, like, when are you going to do that thing that I want you to do? Mm. It's like, hey, where do we want to end up?
Yeah.
Wow. That sure looks like a happy place where we both want to be there.
And we might get married along the way.
and then just like sit there and let him just like reel in there.
Sink in. That was great. I think that is so helpful. Congratulations. Yeah. Yes. That was good.
Why is it congrats to good. Me?
What?
But like none of that is an ultimatum.
No, agree.
None of
agreed.
That's like,
agreed.
When are you going to ask this question?
Yeah.
It's, hey, we want to do all these things together. That like, it's like James Clear, the Atomic Habits. Yeah. It's like, before you are someone who is in shape, start doing like getting your life into a position where you're doing the things that someone like who is in shape would already be doing is key.
Right.
So I think it's like really just like training your mind and your partner's mind. So like, how do we get to the next step? Okay, great. The next step looks like this. Yep. That's 10 steps down the way.
Right.
And it's really on him at step five to get it together. Kevin's dad.
Kevin's dad.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's focusing on the future is like one of the big takeaways of all this.
I think there's like probably a big like elephant in the room, which is like things are good and no one wants to mess it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
But could they be better? I think they could.
I think they could.
I think they could, Kevin's dad.
I think that was very productive and helpful.
Maybe I don't need Adderall. I'll just be like this forever.
Yes. Yeah, well, 3 Snickers bars later. Okay, caller number 3.
Hello, especially hello to Moose and Diglett. This is not a romantic relationship question, but a friendship relationship question.
Ooh.
So I basically had a falling out with my best friend of like over 10 years. And I was invited to her college roommate's wedding. So I had become friends with, we'll call the college roommate Carol. I was invited to Carol's wedding, but I only know Carol and the rest of Carol's like college friends through my ex-best friend, we'll call Annabelle. So I only know Carol and everybody through Annabelle. So I ended up texting Carol saying like, I'm so sorry I can't attend your wedding, just basically because I don't want my hurt feelings from this recent friendship breakup to cause any drama on your special day. And I know that Annabelle will most likely be there as well as the rest of all of your college friends. Like I didn't even go to college with them. Mm-hmm. I like only know them through Annabelle. So my question is like, would you have done the same thing? Like if you were invited to an event and you only knew the people through this ex of sorts, an ex friend, would you also not want to attend the wedding? Love you guys.
First off,
I think Jeremy and I are going to have very different answers on this.
I need you to follow up with this. I'm not hiring to give this information to me. I need to know whether or not you are from the state of Kentucky or a state that touches it.
Why?
Because that accent, that's what we call a sleeper Southern accent.
You can hear it
in the way she says there.
Oh my God. Well, we have our email so we can follow up with that one very important question
I gotta know. I'm thinking Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia, maybe North and South Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure. It's not Arkansas. Sure. It's not Texas.
I don't know any of those places on a map.
Anyway, I know what my answer is, the correct answer. What's your answer?
The correct answer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to hear your answer first.
No, ladies first. Also, going back to dudes loving being right. There you go. Yeah.
I mean, I totally relate with this. I think if you're not super close with that person, and also she didn't give any context if she has a plus one or not too. Cause I think if you had like your boyfriend, girlfriend, partner, whatever with you, like it might be a little bit different. But if you were to feel like totally isolated from being able to interact with any of those people, again, like we don't know the depth of relationship of like the other college friends, but like if she didn't go to college with them, like I'm thinking of the friends of the friend group of like Remy that I know only through Remy, like I almost would be like, you know what, out of respect for me not being in that friend group, like it was really nice and polite of her to invite me, but I'm gonna send a gift and say, have a great day. I don't wanna be anywhere near what might be drama, especially if they're the type of person that would like make, you know, get too drunk and like have an outburst or something. Like I would do everything in my power to not have to be caught up in something like that. And like, I think as long as you're paying in a gift, like when it comes down to the actual logistics of it, if you were invited, you're like, okay, like you accounted for me potentially being there. Here's my gift, et cetera. Hope you have a great day. Like, sorry I couldn't be there.
What do you think my answer is going to be?
Well, I feel like you're like a big bald dude where you're just like
a big bald
dude. Big bald dude.
Well, just I got be like, one nut that's huge and one that's fucking Tic Tac.
Just like a big bald dude who would be like
bald. But
you're a man with big balls. Oh my God. I'm trying to say that you're a ballsy man.
Is that better? We took a lot of ways to get there.
I'm trying to say that you're like a ballsy individual where you wouldn't worry about most of the people's involves feelings. And you'd be like, if I want to be there, I'm going to be there. And I feel like you would leave it just as simple as that.
Well said, first off.
Big bald man.
Big bald man. Big bald. Okay. So I actually couldn't agree with everything you said more, except for I don't know why you like landed on the gift thing so much.
Well, no. That's not the end of it. That's not the conclusion. But I just mean that like, I'm honestly thinking about the logistics of what goes into planning stuff as I'm learning now and how expensive are, especially like after seeing firsthand like Zach and Maggie's planning situation as well too. Like, I just think about how it's not about the logistics at the end of the day. Obviously, it's about like the celebration and the love and like the actual, you know, event. But I also think just like the polite thing to do is, you know, send a gift to the wedding that you can't go to.
So I think if you want to be all class, 100%. You are putting everybody else's feelings. Mm-hmm. You're putting the feelings of your best friend mm-hmm. above your own. Mm-hmm. Whether that's for the friend or whether that's for the person that invited you.
No. But if she also doesn't want to be there, like she doesn't want to be around that energy, like if
she doesn't want to be around that potential energy.
No. I think it's just like general energy that she doesn't want to be around. Because it's like if you fought with someone, I don't want to be anywhere near that person.
Totally. But like,
listen, her preference might be that she just doesn't want to be there.
And if that's the case, then
those are her feelings.
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy answer. What if she does want to be there, but she's afraid that the energy could be bad?
I mean, I think that's definitely realistic. I think that it's a combination of probably both of those.
Right. So what I'm saying is the invite is for you. Mm-hmm. If you want to go, you can go. Mm-hmm. And it really just comes down to whether or not you can also almost call up your ex-friend and be like, hey, just so you know, I am aware that you are the reason that I know all these people and that we've had our falling out. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine not being at that wedding.
Totally. Yeah. If they're like really close with that person.
Right.
And
or they
be
become close, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you're not comfortable enough to send that message because it's too early, too new or whatever,
yeah,
I get that. But I think that to me is the best way to almost present an olive branch, mm-hmm. but also letting your old friend that you fallen out with know that that falling out mm-hmm. does not dictate your inability or ability to do what it is that you want to as an adult, as someone who's invited to a wedding.
Right. Go ahead.
I think it's very important to also put down those lines early mm-hmm. into a disagreement, because the more that shit festers, the amount of times that I hear, specifically from women, because you guys are really, 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 really good at having much better memories than us. Uh-huh. It's like, especially for emotions, like dudes could have the biggest—
Sucky, yay. That's the only emotion.
But it's like, they could have the biggest falling out with their best friend
yeah.
and hate them and get kicked out of 3 bars they could never go back to. Mm-hmm. And 6 days later, be playing fucking COD with the boys like it never happened.
Yeah, it's fucked.
And I genuinely think it's because it's like we called them all the worst things we didn't even mean. We said it all. Uh-huh. And then like the next day we're like, I don't know, I said that was stupid, right? But I also think it's because like you just like— you
so unnatural.
it's stupid. But trust me, don't get me wrong. Yeah. But like, I just think that like there's a little bit of like presenting the olive branch out of respect to that friend, but also not letting them believe or getting into the groove of like, oh, now all of those friendships
are
off limits.
Yeah, I agree.
I also think this like brings up an even bigger point, which is that it is so incredibly clear to me around the wedding planning process in particular, mm. just how little humans progress from the days of recess. Allow me to explain. Have you heard of one wedding where there's not one or two invitees mm-hmm. that either the person sending out invites wishes that they could take back? They need to move people to the other side of the room.
Yep.
Like, you would think, and I think all preschoolers or like little kids think that like, oh, but like they're adults, so they don't have these problems. Wrong. You have no idea how petty everybody is.
Oh my God. Also,
us included.
The way my life changed the day that I realized that adults don't just become adults one day and hit a new level of maturity and literally nothing changes fucking grade 9, from preschool, from recess days. Ninth grade. But like, it's from grade 9.
Ninth grade.
From grade 9.
Ninth grade.
Genuinely nothing changes.
No.
Nothing changes.
No.
Nothing changes.
So like, I just, my point is this. If you want to really go, I just think that if the thought of calling your ex-best friend or sending a text, mm-hmm. I know you prefer texts. Mm-hmm. I'm more of a call kind of guy.
Yeah.
You're more of a text kind of person. I'm a texty kind of person. You'd like to hide behind your little Twitter fingers over there.
No. It's not about that. It's about accountability. It's about accountability. And it's about being able to take the proper time to say something. Woman-splaining
again.
No, it's so true though. Like when I want to send a serious text that I personally would want to be able to reread a few times before I give a response, so I don't say something that I don't mean, or mm-hmm. also take something out of context, which obviously you can run into issues because it is over text and you're like reading, and so you don't have like the context of how they might have enunciated a specific part of the sentence. Like obviously, like there's that run in with that issue as well too. But I just feel like there are benefits to taking the time to craft a message before you send it and allowing them time as well to think about how they want to properly reply.
This is the most millennial thing that I've ever heard.
Millennial?
Yeah.
Would that be millennial?
Gen Z?
I don't know. I can't decide. Anyways, I think that there are many thoughtful benefits to doing things over text. Because you know what my biggest fear is? Here's my bone to pick with all of this. Is that I think about if I were to prep like a fucking 60-second speech about something that I want to say. Like, what if the recipient of that speech only hangs on to the very first 10 seconds because they got pissed off about something that I said? You know what I mean? And then they didn't even hear the last 50 seconds of it.
It's a great time to talk about it.
No, but like, I just feel that there's a lot of, it's just not productive in a lot of ways.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, that was my bone to pick with that. So go ahead.
I think that there's a much easier, mm-hmm. I think there's a much larger opportunity or risk of someone's text being read the wrong way and that causing problems.
Sure. Pros and cons to both sides.
Especially when you don't use grammar. So
I use grammar.
Okay.
I can fuck with a semicolon.
I think we can.
I can fuck with a comma, I think apostrophe.
You certainly don't capitalize the first line of your tweets.
Yeah, of course not. That's rude. That's rude to the reader.
I'm not screaming.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Did we answer that question?
Yeah. If you want to go, you should go. And, you know, you can make that call.
If you want to go, you should go in a way that you'll be proud of after you go.
Yes, exactly. But if you don't want to go, don't go. Next one.
Hi, Lauren and fiancé Jeremy. First of all, I want to say I'm a huge fan and I've been watching your videos forever, and I would love to one day be able to hang out and be your friend. But either way,
we're doing it now.
As I've been living with my friend with benefits for 4 years,
and
we've been very successful at not getting emotionally attached to each other because we avoid any type of deep conversation or talking about our feelings. But he recently told me that he's going to be moving to another country in a couple months. And ever since he told me, we've been hanging out a lot more, aka sex. But we have now also started to have like these intense cuddling sessions to a point where we don't want to let go. And it's just been making me think a lot about us twice. Are we something? Does he have feelings for me? I'm having attachment issues. And I don't know, I'm just really lost on how to start the conversation, if I should even have the conversation, because I'm assuming that once he leaves, like, our whole thing is over. But I really need the help. I'm so scared of losing this connection with him because I feel so safe and comfortable when I'm with him, like having cuddle time or having sex. I don't know what to do. And P.S. The reason we have never gone past friends with benefits because he used to have a really big crush on his coworker for the longest time. Mm. And the coworker had a girlfriend, a boyfriend, so they never got together. I don't know if they ever hinted to being together, but that was part of the reason we ended up staying friends with benefits. And I just would really appreciate the help. Love you guys.
Woo! Fucking shit.
It's so much more personal when you hear it in their voice.
It's so much more personal. Literally every single one, I'm like, damn. But also too, like you just get so much more context when we do it this way. Wow, this is so much better.
Hey, go ahead, Dr. Bill. You do it.
I mean, there's a few options, I think. I think one, my first initial, I got two thoughts, unrelated to each other. One, there's a possibility that you are both romanticizing like what you've had in front of you now that the possibility of not having it is present.
The imminent possibility.
The imminent possibility. Right. The imminent possibility of, yeah. Or like the imminent knowing that this will not be something that you will have in a few months.
Isn't it just great how universal humans work? It's like, we're good until we can't have it anymore.
Yeah. And then we're like, and then you want it.
But I want more of the thing that we said we didn't want.
Yeah. Mm. So there's definitely that possibility that maybe.
By the way, her third word, I was like, I know where this is going. I know where this is going.
I know.
You can hear her voice.
Also, like, impressive that you roomed with a friends with benefits 4 years. That's wild.
Let me just be clear. Lauren would have never had that patience.
Oh, yeah, absolutely not.
No. 4 days. No. What are we?
Yeah, what are we?
What are we? What are we?
If you just say it different ways, sometimes they'll answer.
What?
Yeah.
Are we? I want to know. I just want to know. But like, we're cool. Like, I'm a cool girl. I'm chill. I'm cool.
I've never been like, I'm a chill girl.
Ever. Never.
I've never once been like, I'm a chill person.
Okay.
So one, I think there's a possibility that maybe you are both romanticizing what is currently happening. And then two, I think that if you were both on the same page of maybe wanting to try long distance, like the worst case scenario is that you break up. Like it's going to be a painful end to the situationship, relationship, whatever this is at some point. So it's like you could try long distance.
Here's the deal. You're not long distance yet.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't left yet.
Mm-hmm.
You're still in your thing. And although I do think communication around this topic is important,
mm-hmm.
too much communication.
Yeah. Will ruin what you have.
If you're going to miss each other, whether or not you have a conversation about how you're going to miss each other,
mm-hmm.
will not like alter that. Well, it's not going to make it any like better, I think.
Yeah.
Like I almost think to a degree, finding a way to, I really do think this is one of those things where it's like, as much as like, I want to be like, you got to figure out what you are, what you're not. Figuring out what you are, what you're not with the average guy sometimes, counterintuitive.
I hate men. Like that is the dumbest thing. I totally agree. I fully agree. But I hate men.
All I'm saying hate is him. This. If you're like, maybe we should try something.
So you're saying give him like the best couple months of his life so that he misses you like crazy as soon as he leaves and then decides to quit his job and quit his school and move back for you. And then we make a movie about it.
I want to buy the rights. No, I just like, what country are we going?
Is this like how far are we, is it a country that would be fun to visit to? Where does his family live? Does his family still live near you?
Here's what we also know. Guys that are single,
mm-hmm.
for all intents and purposes, when they get to a new country, are going to want to be single.
Yeah.
Right? So like, he's going to want to be able to not be.
But if you give him the best time of his life of the next 3 months and he gets there and all he does is miss you, it'll ruin him and he'll come back to you. How do we feel about that?
Who's the manipulative one now?
Shwoop, I told you, I am not the chill girl.
So yeah, what you'll do is this. So you go over to his condoms and you take a thumbtack.
We are not baby baiting.
No, I think honestly, your head's in all the right places.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I just genuinely don't know how much forcing the conversation before it's obvious that he doesn't want to give this up,
mm-hmm.
is going to help.
I mean, I think like if you have the conversation, I think it's only going to end one way. I think it's both of you being like, yeah, this isn't going to work.
Yeah. I think if you bring up how much you've, okay, I got an idea.
Oh no.
So if you present the information, which is like, I think I'm feeling, I know you hate the word crazy.
Yeah.
I know you hate that word, but I think if she brings it back, I feel like I'm being a little crazy right now because I've really enjoyed how much we've hung out lately.
Yeah, but some guys, that freaks them out.
Okay, fine. You're right. Manipulate more. You're right, Lauren. That was too honest. I like where your head's at.
You're the one telling Kevin's dad that we need to manipulate him into making it seem like it's his idea to get married.
I stand by that 100%. I don't want to change anything. No, I think my point is like I think you want him to almost like allow him to realize that you
are the one.
No, that you're enjoying where things have been.
Yeah.
And that it's his like responsibility to be like, I've enjoyed it too.
I don't even know how to describe that look for the audio listeners of that one.
Yeah, you have to open a video.
Yeah.
No, but like, I just don't think forcing that conversation.
I agree.
Because distance is like chemical warfare, I think, in your head. Mm-hmm. I think like when you leave and you're in a new place and like you get to kind of decide if you're going to be the old version of yourself, a new version of yourself, new people, new culture, different everything, mm-hmm. whether or not that old like thing that's comfortable to you.
Yeah.
Feels like you want to bring that into the new place but it doesn't make sense to.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst thing you want to do is try and force an old thing in the new environment.
Right.
When it's not good for either party.
Right. So
is this new country cooler than yours? And if so, just move.
Do we go?
We just go.
Do we all go?
Yeah, no, but that's another thing where it needs to be he needs to also be in favor of you moving too. If that was even in the cards to begin with.
Okay.
You can't just.
So we'll circle back. We can't just show up.
You can't just show up. Mm. No, guys don't love that.
I don't know. Okay, so we'll circle back on that one.
Yeah.
But there's our thoughts.
Already? It's over?
That was the last one. But now that we've given proper instruction, I feel like it's going to be great. Our next Wild Till 9 hotline is going to be juicy. I'm so glad. I feel like that was a great start to the Wild Till 9 hotline. Like, I'm so glad that we didn't start with something fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like incest on the first like actual Wild Till 9 hotline.
Yeah, I want to hear somebody in their own voice be like, "So I'm fucking my cousin."
No, I don't think we do.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
How, incest is illegal in all country or all states or not all states?
Define incest. Oh, really? I've heard you Canadians
your
and you cousin fuckers
is your sibling. Okay, I just wanna be clear about where I stand.
Pornhub would disagree.
Pornhub would also say that stuck porn is popping.
Great choice of words. Oh my God. The amount of times that you're just stuck into a, you know,
yeah,
a washing machine. And I'm like, let me help you out here with my penis.
But then fucking stupid. So stupid.
Well, this will be demonetized. Okay, so there's a couple of things that I'm enjoying about the hotline.
Okay.
One, people have voices that are so helpful.
So helpful.
Yeah, and I don't know how to say this any other way, but like just reading.
Okay, I will say that you're right. I still err on the side of like when I send a risky, serious text, I want it to be via text and not via voice.
Oh!
But this is helpful.
Is that so?
That's so.
Babe, you know what? Gentlemen, watch. I really love how you ended up at that conclusion. That was great. I agree with you.
Thank you. And that is how you stay in a happy, healthy relationship.
And that's what we call self-control. Yo, this was fun.
This was so great. I can't wait.
But I also want to do these hotline, like when we have a guest that we know about and we've like talked about it ahead of times and gather them specifically for our guests.
That'll be good to curate the hotline.
Yeah.
The hotline. So please, in your hotline submissions, give us a taste of the submission in the title so we can get an idea.
Yeah.
Without spoiling it.
And feel free to like make them clickbaity so we click on yours over others. That's fine.
If you've learned anything from the internet, it's how to clickbait.
Yeah. Or ChatGPT it. That's all I got for today.
I'm so excited for this week. I booked one of the coolest jobs I have ever done in my entire career this week.
Wouldn't even talk about it.
I know. It's not like announced yet, so I don't want to be like crazy, but I'm so excited.
Lauren booked a pretty cool thing.
I'm so excited.
It's a thing that, throwing another thing. I don't even know what to say about it.
I know.
It's pretty cool.
I know.
Can we talk about it in a couple of weeks?
Maybe. Probably not. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. For sure in April. For sure at the end of April.
Everyone just keep asking about it until we can talk about it. That's the healthy thing to do. And also in the comments, I want to know who we haven't had on that you want to hear or see on.
Oh yeah, we're starting to gather more guests for
my favorite is people spring. That ask us to have people on that we've already had on. That's my favorite.
Yes, same. I'm like, oh my God, it'd be so great if you had so-and-so on. I'm like, sweet, episode 86. Check it out. Just, you're going to really enjoy it.
You're going to love it. You're going to love it. I got good news. Rewatch. Latvia.
It's been great.
Stay cool, calm, and collected.
Is what season would Latvia be in right now?
Shoshana? Could you?
Because Australia is in the opposite of us.
So Europe is in the same hemisphere as us. So I do believe we experience seasons at the same rate as Latvia.
And Latvia is in Europe.
And Latvia is in Europe.
That and we did know that.
And we did know that.
Yeah. And we'll be coming to Riva?
Yep. Nailing it.
What's the capital of Latvia? We looked it up once and it looked fucking cool. This is
Riga.
Fun. That's what I said.
That's what you said.
Latvia, have a good week. We'll see you next week. Everybody else, you can come too. Bye.
Bye.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.